You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It is Sunday, which means it's time for a pocket podcast. A pocket podcast is something I do every week. It is a 5 minute or less pep talk to get you ready for the week and in a good place. So here we go.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
This week, I want to give a little homework assignment, and it's a homework assignment I gave myself last week that I shall pass on to you that really just filled my heart. But first, I want to say thank you to this week's sponsor.
There has been some recent debate on the validity of Instagram influencers' occupation. I happen to see that it is a very good occupation firsthand because that's what Callie does. It's one of the things that she does. Well, there's a class on it, and almost 30,000 people have taken this class. So clearly, we're not the only ones who think that there is a career to be had in Instagram influencing. If you want to take this class and see if you can up your Instagram game and actually make it a part-time or full-time job, go to Skillshare.com/upside. It's Skillshare.com/upside. Get 2 months of their free premium membership and take classes like that and others absolutely free.
Kobe Bryant's death has been in the front of mind for a lot of people, and it has been everywhere all over the news. It's really hard to miss. And one thing that kind of made me think about, and I think probably it's hard for everyone not to think about, is your own mortality and also how short life is. And I got a message from someone, a teacher actually, from when I was a student in high school that said some really kind things to me. And I took a couple of minutes, a long couple of minutes, half an hour or so, to write out and just say thank you and why I want to thank you for what you've done in my life. And if you get a second this week, think about someone that has impacted your life and may have no idea. Maybe it's a teacher. Maybe it's someone who stood up for you. Maybe it's a former coworker. Maybe it's someone you knew when you were a kid. I don't know. But think of that person and take 10, 15 minutes this week to put into words why they're important to you and how they impacted your life. I think a lot of us don't get to hear those things until someone has passed, and that person might never hear it when they're alive. So I encourage you to find someone that has made an impact in your life that might not know it, and to let them know and let them know why, and you might change their life and they will forever be grateful. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to talk to you on the show tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.